Mormons, the Lambs, and the Church.
Now adults, dozens who say they were molested by fellow Jehovah's Witnesses, crushed toy lambs, a symbol of innocence lost, as they descended on the Watchtower, the Church's world headquarters. Their stories are startling.
My son was molested and sodomized by an elder son.
A mother telling one elder her husband molested their daughter. He said, well, maybe you're not touching your husband enough. This young New Jersey woman says her own grandfather abused her.
As time went on, we found out that my father had a history for 50 years of abusing young children.
Erica Garza's rapist was convicted in California.
I started getting shunned by all the witnesses, and they were treating me horribly. You know, they would see me and they would turn the other way, only because I wanted to go to the police.
Today is a wake-up call.
William Bowen is a former church elder who was kicked out when he challenged the policy of demanding two eyewitnesses to substantiate abuse.
There's a database that they maintain on child molesters that are reported within the church. Most of these people, by and large, are never reported to the police.
This afternoon, as marchers try to deliver their stuffed lambs at headquarters, several church members escorted us through the gate to meet the public information officer for the governing body. Do you encourage parents or the child to go to police?
Of course. If a state requires it, then we even let them know that. The Bible shows the civil authorities have a definite responsibility that God permits.
You don't try to suppress information from getting out?
Not at all. In fact, we just recently sent a letter to all congregations advising them that parents have the right to go to civil authorities and to report child abuse.
And they won't be marked within the church or shunned?
They are not marked. They are not shunned.
Yet this marcher claims she's been shunned by her own son.
And so he said, I will never have anything to do with you again.
State by state, lawsuits are being filed, and survivors donated the money to fly this Arizona family in for the march. Ryan says he was six when a witness abused him.
He just told us that we couldn't say anything.
But the lambs aren't being silent anymore. I'm Mary Murphy, WB11 News at 10.